Security Council Resolution 1325 emerged in the aftermath of conflict in Rwanda, Somalia, and Yugoslavia. Phumzile Mlambo Nguka is Executive Director of UN Women, the United Nations Entity for Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment.
Where women are at the peace table, they are able to make compromises that allow for faster progress, but not at the expense of core aspects of long-term lasting sustainability. In Colombia, where the talks are still ongoing, in the most recent agreement on justice, women have secured an agreement which states that there would be no amnesty for sexual violent crimes.
Since the resolution's adoption, not only has the number of major violent conflicts increased, there's also been a rise in violent extremism and terrorism, perhaps the greatest threat to global peace and security at present, according to the Security Council. Terrorist groups such as ISIL or ISIS in the Middle East and Boko Haram in West Africa have targeted women and girls. Yana Mohammed is co-founder and president of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq.
We at the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq have documented the execution of over 150 women in one area controlled by ISIS because they refused to obey the so-called Islamic State. In the absence of government-sponsored services, local women's groups meet the needs of those most vulnerable to the conflict. We are at the forefront of providing aid and services in places unreachable by international aid organizations. Yet we remain vastly underrepresented in our efforts to prevent and address conflict and violent extremism. Our rights are not protected, let alone promoted.
At the UN, Resolution 1325 has led to 5 women being appointed heads of peacekeeping operations. There is now a special representative on sexual violence in conflict. But more must be done, says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
At a time when armed extremist groups place subordination of women at the top of their agenda, we must place women's leadership and protection of women's rights at the top of ours. Let us heed the call for action and work together to empower women and girls, protect their human rights, and advance world peace for everyone, all cornerstones of the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda and the life of security and dignity for all.
Mr. Ban outlined what he called an ambitious agenda for UN peacekeeping that includes deploying gender advisors to all special political missions. 15% of all peacebuilding funds will also go to projects that address gender equality and women's empowerment. Deanne Penn, United Nations.